It's 22 minutes past seven. A love of birds takes people on some strange adventures, chasing over the country to spot rare species. Well, COVID restrictions has rather paid to that, so lots of nature lovers have taken up a new way of enjoying their hobby, recording birds as they migrate overnight. Now, this is one of the most eccentric assignments I think I've ever done. So I'm taking my tape recorder out into the garden to try to record migrating birds. But in order to protect the equipment, I'm having to put it in a box and then inside a hedgehog house. So I'm hoping that the whole thing is going to work. So I'm back now indoors in the warmth, thank goodness. And to find out a bit more about recording birds during the night, I'm joined by Nick Moran from the British Trust for Ornithology. Hi there.
Hello.
Now, just explain to me why it is that bird enthusiasts want to record birds in the night time. And this is to do with migration, isn't it?
That's right. I think the first thing to say is migration is one of the most fascinating and exciting aspects of bird biology, both for scientists studying them, but also for amateur bird watchers like me and many of your listeners. Birds are going over at night in large numbers because it's safer to travel at night, harder for predators to see them. It's generally cooler because flying warms you up. If you're flapping your wings frantically, it makes your body heat increase, so it's safer. And the wind speed tends to be a bit lower too, so it makes the whole process sort of much easier.
It did feel a bit strange, I must say, setting up a recorder in the garden overnight, but people do this regularly, and what kind of things do they find?
Well, there's all sorts of species going over, and one thing people can do is just sort of go outside and sit in a deck chair, sort of wrapped up against the cold and listen. But of course, that can be quite a challenging process. So what people are tending to do is leave some form of microphone outside and a recording device. It can be quite a complex setup, or it can be something really simple like a mobile phone or a USB mic plugged into a computer and then just hanging out of the window in a handbag. I've heard people use that trick.
Or rather Heath Robinson.
Very much so. Using things like Pyrex dishes and pans to create parabolic microphones, so to sort of amplify the sound that's coming in. That's another thing that people have done.
I know more people decided to take up bird watching during the lockdown, but was there more bird recording as well?
Well, I think the thing that changed was, of course, people were restricted to their home, their garden, and this gave people a way to access birds in ways that perhaps they wouldn't have done before. So I think that's what really increased the uptake of nocturnal migration recording, or NOCMIG, as we call it.
Well, I'm very new to this NOCMIG business, so tell me what was in my garden in the night.
Well, I have to be brutally honest with you, Martha, that the night that you recorded wasn't absolutely teeming with birds.
No.
But we did find a few things. The local tawny owl was hooting away, and there was also a little owl vocalising too. A blackbird gave an alarm call. That might have been a local bird, but it could have been a migrant. And there was a moorhen.
Well, we do have moorhens on our pond, so that's not altogether unexpected.
Okay, then.
I have seen a redwing in the garden, and they're migratory birds, aren't they?
Yeah, so redwing are one of the thrush family. Large numbers of them come to the UK in winter, and they're one of the classic nocturnal migrants. Not only are they moving in large numbers, but they vocalise frequently. They make a thin seep call as they go through.
And for more successful people, what kind of things have you picked up?
One of the most exciting things the lockdown period really shone a light on was the movement of common scoter. So these are a sea duck, a very rare breeding bird in the UK, just in the Flow Country in the north of Scotland. But they spend most of their lives, when they're not breeding, out on the sea. What late March, early April this year revealed by lots of birdwatchers going out and listening and putting out recording devices was just the sheer scale of that movement. So hundreds, probably thousands of scoter were passing from one side of the UK across to the other just on the last day or two of March and early April.
And if people want to have a go with their Pyrex dishes or their handbags, is it still the season for this?
right now in early December, there's lots of wildfowl still on the move. So just in the past few days, there's been a big arrival of white-fronted geese from Arctic Russia, effectively. And those birds fly at night and they'll call regularly. They're unlike the honking sound of grey-lag geese. White-fronted geese make a yapping, a sort of yap, 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 yap. So you've got quite a good chance of perhaps recording those.
Right, I'm going to try and get some of that yap yap on my recorder. I'll give it a go. Nick Moran from the British Trust for Ornithology, many thanks.
27 minutes past 7. Time for the sport, and here's Gary. Good.